podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they've read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Hello, my name is Darren Tate. I'm a senior representative at the Options Industry Council. Welcome to the Introduction to Options Pricing podcast produced by the Options Industry Council. My goal today is simple, to introduce you to how options are priced. One of the objectives of successful investors is to buy and sell options at competitive prices. After all, you don't want to overpay if buying and don't want to receive too little if selling. Learning how options are priced may be able to help you make more knowledgeable investment decisions. You may have heard that determining the value of an option price is rather difficult, relying on complicated pricing formulas and computer models. But don't worry, no one expects you to do the mathematical calculations yourself. Fortunately, there are option pricing calculators that can do the work for you. As an investor, you are primarily concerned with determining whether an option's market price is reasonable and fair. Then you might use this data, along with other criteria, to determine if you wish to trade this option. This is why it's very helpful to learn how theoretical option prices are calculated before you place a trade. One mistake many people make is simply buying or selling options based on the market price. They don't take time to analyze if the price is fair. To use an analogy, if you want to buy a new car, you could walk into the car dealership and pay the sticker price on the window. Obviously, there is a chance that you would grossly overpay. The only advantage to paying the sticker price is that you will get the car immediately. Perhaps you're in a hurry and don't have time to negotiate or research what you feel is a fair or reasonable price. It's the same with the options markets. You can pay the current listed price if you're in a hurry. More than likely, you'll get filled immediately, but you may not get the lowest price. Fortunately, there are sophisticated tools that can help you out. I'll introduce those tools later in this podcast. When you look at an option quote, you'll see two prices displayed on the screen, commonly known as the bid price and the ask price. Some people think these prices are made up, but they're not. They're carefully calculated by the participants in the options market, from the market makers at the options exchanges to the institutional investor, to the individual investor anywhere in the world. This is known as the market for that particular option. It is important to point out that the options market participants will always dictate the price and value of individual options strictly based on supply and demand. If you wanted to buy a call or a put, whether it be an opening or a closing transaction, you could buy it for the price listed on the right or the ask price. And if you wanted to sell a call or a put, you could sell it for the price listed on the left, or the bid price. When you look at the two prices on the trading screen, you should notice the spread, which is the difference between the bid and the ask prices. Many investors make the mistake of ignoring the spread, when in fact it is incredibly important. It may also provide clues to investors as to whether they are over or underpaying for that particular option. Many investors want to know whether the price displayed on the screen is fair. In reality, fair is probably somewhere between the bid and ask on most options. Unfortunately, many investors will not be able to always get the ultimate fair price, but they're buying options, a wasting asset with a number of uses. To calculate the fair value of an option, some investors rely on complex mathematical formulas that are based on the work of two professors, Fisher Black and Myron Scholes. In 1973, they created the revolutionary Black-Scholes option pricing model. The purpose of this pricing model is to provide the theoretical value of an option. I like to refer to it as the textbook price. Fortunately, the pricing model is available online as a calculator. Using the car analogy, the more you know about how cars are priced, the better the deal you'll normally get. You can't expect to walk into the car showroom and pay dealer cost, but you also don't need to pay the sticker price either. It's the same with options, only there may be much less wiggle room. Although you can negotiate when buying or selling, you can't change option market prices. You can, however, decide what flavor and size you want, and options come in all flavors and sizes. Now you know one of the reasons we refer to them as options. It's important to know that there are six main factors that help determine the theoretical value of an option. The first factor is the price of the underlying stock. Many people forget that the key to successful options trading is choosing the correct underlying stock. For example, observe what happens to the option price when stock earnings are announced or if there is breaking news. As the price of the underlying stock swings dramatically, the option sometimes follows suit. The second factor, the strike price, has a direct effect on the options prices. For example, an IBM January $90 call option is more valuable than an IBM January $95 call option, which in turn is more valuable than a January $100 call option. In addition, when you look at an option chain, you will notice that call options are more expensive when the stock is well above the strike price. By observing the option chain, it's easy to see that strike prices directly affect how much you'll pay for a call or a put. Selecting correct strike prices when buying or selling options is very important. A unique characteristic of options is that they eventually expire. Therefore, the third factor in determining an option's price is based on how much time is left until expiration. This, of course, is called the expiration date. The more time you have until expiration date, the higher the value of an option. For example, when comparing two options on the same stock and same strike price, the option with 3 months until expiration will generally be worth more than an option expiring this month. In addition, the closer the option gets to the expiration date, the more the time value should deteriorate. In other words, time value erodes quicker as expiration approaches. Think of a ball going down a hill. It starts off slowly and then picks up speed as it rolls down the hill. As we know, an option expires on a certain day and time. When less than 30 days remain until expiration, the time portion of the option price declines rather rapidly, until the last day on expiration when there is no time remaining. As an investor, you must always be aware that the price of an option can be heavily influenced by how much time is left until expiration. The fourth factor, dividends, also helps determine an option's price. Most of the time, dividends have little effect on option prices, that is, until a company announces a special dividend payout. During that period, option prices can be affected, especially if the dividend is large. When trading options, you just want to make sure that you're aware of the amount of the dividend in addition to the ex-dividend date. The fifth factor, interest rates, is a minor factor in influencing options pricing. Nevertheless, interest rates can influence option prices, especially those with longer expirations. Up to now, I have discussed the five parts of the options price that you can actually calculate. In other words, the five parts that we've discussed so far are known and are used to determine the value of an option. The sixth variable can be a bit of a mystery, but it definitely has a huge influence on the options price. The name of the last variable is called implied volatility. Implied volatility can be one of the most important concepts when trying to price options. There are actually two main types of volatility. The first type, historical volatility, is rather easy to understand and calculate. It measures how much volatility or movement previously occurred in the underlying stock over a certain period, either in days or weeks or months. This is frequently determined by calculating the standard deviation. Many people want to know if historical volatility in a stock has anything to do with the current options price. That's a very good question. First, if you want to buy calls and puts in underlying stocks that have high historical volatility, you may be required to pay more for the option. Basically, the high premium may be a tip that other people believe what occurred in the past will be experienced again in the future. For that reason, the options of more volatile stocks may command higher prices. For example, if you have a stock that moves an average of, say, a penny a day, the option may not be trading with much time value because it might take months for the stock to hit the strike price, if ever. Conversely, if you have a volatile underlying stock that goes up 5% one day and down 3% the next, it's possible the stock could hit the strike price within days. In general, option buyers sometimes pay more for options on underlying stocks that are more volatile, and option sellers want to be compensated for the additional risk. Why? Because volatile stocks have a better chance or a higher probability of moving in the direction of the strike price. You should also know that historical volatility does not necessarily predict what will happen in the future. As you've heard before with investments, past performance does not guarantee future results. Although historical volatility tells you how volatile a stock was in the past, it only gives you a rough estimate of how much volatility one may expect in the future. As a result, many investors want additional information, so they tend to closely analyze the second type of volatility specific to options, implied volatility. Many investors and traders believe implied volatility is one of the key ingredients in an options price. Unlike historical volatility, which can be calculated from the stock's historical prices, implied volatility is a little more mysterious and intangible. Implied volatility, also displayed as a percentage, has been described as similar to the risk factor in an insurance policy. For example, an insurance policy for a higher risk driver generally carries a higher premium. Another way to put it is that options with high implied volatility have a higher than normal sense of urgency. There is less sense of urgency or excitement in options with low implied volatility. The biggest problem is the difficulty of predicting what implied volatility will be in the future or how much an options price is going to change. The best you can do is make an educated guess. This will give you some clues as to whether you are getting what you consider to be a fair price. To give you an idea of how implied volatility affects options, try to remember the last days of 1999. Many people thought that because of the programming issues related to switching from the year 1999 to the year 2000, many computers would malfunction. As a result of the nervousness and fear in the market, implied volatility on options related to technology stocks seemed to go to extreme levels. Option prices, especially put options, were extraordinarily expensive. Traders and investors around the world bid up the put option prices, resulting in very high implied volatility based on the expectation that something really bad was going to happen. During the last days of 1999, investors paid a huge price to buy put options. Then on January 2, 2000, when the fear over Y2K turned out to be a false alarm, put option prices plunged as implied volatility fell. Although many individual stocks weren't affected by the Y2K bust, option prices were. When the world didn't come to an end because of Y2K, implied volatility collapsed, causing prices to drop rather dramatically, even though the market prices of these stocks remained relatively stable. Another example of the peaks and valleys of implied volatility is what happens before the Federal Reserve makes a decision on interest rates or before a stock's earnings report is released. During these times, implied volatility tends to rise, sometimes to extreme levels. Why? Because that sense of anticipation and excitement that a stock might make a violent move in either direction before the expiration date drives up the implied volatility. This happens because buyers are willing to pay more for the options, and conversely, sellers demand higher prices for the extra risk they are assuming. Many investors want to know whether they should pay a higher price or premium for options with higher implied volatility. Unfortunately, there's no right answer. It's more important that you understand that calls and puts include the mysterious ingredient called implied volatility. And if you buy options with high implied volatility, you could be paying more for an option than its fair value. Whether it's a good deal or not is only a decision you and your financial advisor can make. Although calculating implied volatility involves complex mathematical formulas, the Options Industry Council has an online pricing calculator that can do the work for you. You input the known variables into the calculator, including the options market price from which the last variable, the implied volatility, will be displayed as a percentage. And in seconds, the mystery over option pricing disappears. If you change the implied volatility while keeping all the other inputs constant, the price of the option will change. Once again, the price is theoretical because it can't be quantified and can only be estimated, almost like an educated guess. The difference in opinion on what's a fair price makes the market. If you believe the option price is too high, you can be a seller. And if you believe the option price is too low or below fair value, then you can be a buyer. Keep in mind that although you can use a pricing calculator to estimate what is the fair value of an option, you still can't change the bid and ask prices. You either accept the market price or keep looking for a better options contract. And yet, although you might pay more than you wanted to for the option, understanding implied volatility may help you avoid overpaying by too much. In general, if you have a strong feeling about the underlying stock, it won't matter if you pay $2 for an option when in theory it's really worth, say, $1.70. At the same time, you may not want to pay $3 for that option if you decide the higher price is primarily due to an elevated implied volatility. By the way, some investors consider implied volatility of over 50% to be pretty high and 100% or higher to be extreme. On the other hand, implied volatility of 20% or less might be considered to be rather low. Back in 1987, after the financial markets crashed, implied volatility on some options went as high as 150%. Because of implied volatility, both call and put options were tremendously expensive. In particular, put buyers were willing to pay almost any price to protect their stock portfolios. To summarize, an option's theoretical price is calculated using the six variables we discussed earlier. But there is something else you should know about option prices. Once you've arrived at the listed option price, you can divide it into the two main parts, intrinsic value and time value. An option that has intrinsic value is said to be in the money. On the other hand, the part of an option that is not in the money represents the option's time value. Why is this important? Before you buy an option, you can immediately calculate how much you are paying for time. Therefore, understanding intrinsic value and time value while answering the following question. If I sell a call or put today to close out a position, how much is the time value worth? This will help you evaluate whether to continue to hold the option or to sell to close. As an investor, you want access to as many tools as possible. Fortunately, there's a fascinating group of tools that can help you calculate how much an option could move based on specific factors. These tools are affectionately known as the Greeks, and they are also found in the Options Industry Council's online calculator. Although the Greeks are not for everyone, some people want to know how an option might behave in the marketplace before or after an option is bought. After all, when you trade options, you are working with probabilities, and investors want to know their chances for success. As mentioned earlier, when you enter the implied volatility into the pricing calculator, it gives you a theoretical value for the call or the put. It also gives you data for the five Greeks, delta, gamma, theta, vega, and rho. Each Greek measures something different. Vega, ironically, the only option Greek that is not an actual Greek letter, is useful because it lets you know how much an option price will theoretically change if implied volatility changes. Think of the V in vega as representing volatility. Theta, on the other hand, measures how much your option will theoretically decay over a certain period of time. Think of the T in theta as meaning time. Another common Greek, delta, provides us with a rough estimate of how much an option premium may change for a given change in the underlying stock's price. Do you need to know the Greeks to trade options? Of course not, but they give you additional data that can help you make an informed decision. For those who are serious about trading options, it's worth your time to learn the Greeks in more depth. In a future podcast, the Greeks will be discussed in greater detail. In today's podcast, you learn that theoretical option prices are calculated based on multiple factors. After the option's implied volatility is determined, you can use tools to calculate its theoretical value. This may provide you clues whether you want to be a buyer or a seller of that particular option. Keep in mind that pricing options is like putting together pieces of a puzzle. Therefore, the more you learn about how options are priced, the more knowledgeable an investor you will become.
Please remember that OIC is here to provide fair and balanced information to help you learn and use options. Whenever you have options questions, please give OIC a call at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit optionseducation.org.